Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline, ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk in London. And that Freedom Day that many in jolly old England have been looking for has pushed back at least another 2 weeks. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It looks like actually a month. That's the current thinking by the government here. And it's something that they didn't want to do. It is something that, you know, after 6 months of this current lockdown, the people are basically willing to go along with maybe 4 more weeks, but not 4 more weeks in 1 minute. And acknowledging that, as the Prime Minister, he calls that, that's a terminus date, meaning, you know, I don't know, it has to be the apocalypse for them to be extending that. So it gives them time to get more vaccines in arms. Compare and contrast, the UK is doing better than say, the U.S. as far as vaccination rates in the first and second shots go. But the dimension in the equation here is that they have more problems with this new variant from India. So they're worried about it. They say it's much more transmissible. They don't want it to get out of hand. So if they get on top of it now, the thinking is it's better than saying, let's lift it next week. And then, oh, in 6 weeks, we got to bring it back. They don't want to do that. So they're going to keep the full court press on for right now. Fingers crossed. And then come the 19th of July, could be one heck of a party here in the UK.
And the two countries reflect different strategies toward vaccination because, you know, it's been months now that people ages 18 and over can get vaccinated in most states in the U.S., certainly here in Colorado, whereas it sounds like that was a later arrival in the U.K., but yet they place more emphasis on more widespread vaccination of the elderly, it seemed like. Is that just reflecting the different strategies? And if so, do they think that's worked?
They think it's worked. First vaccination rates here, about 77% of adults. So they basically have hit, they started with the most elderly. They thought that was the most pressing. So they started with the 80s, then the 70s and above. They're now down to the 23-year-olds and above. And they say they're going to get down to 18 plus during this 4-week window. Two shots here right now. It's about 56% of the adult population. They want that to be about 2/3, at which point they go, you know what, we've done as much work as we can do, and let's go. Because the variants, when they first pop up, the different ones, the South African, the Brazilian, the UK one here, the one in India, the one in Nepal, for the most part, the vaccine made for COVID original, think back to that one, seems to work pretty good on these variants. Fingers crossed that will always be the case. But they are concerned about this one, and they say it's really spreading pretty fast, and they just want to keep a grip on it right here, right now.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, the British government also reported a new daily high since the beginning of February, just earlier this week, just showing how widespread that new variant is, that Delta variant has been, especially when it comes to the island nature, especially over in England.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, you look back to February, we were up in around 70,000 people reporting positive cases. Right now, we're down around 7,000 or 8,000, but that's a whole heck of a lot more. It was just 3 weeks ago. So, yeah, they can see it's growing. It's still low, but they want to deal with it right now. They don't want to wait till it gets up to 70s again and then say, oh, we got to stop everything. We got to put the brakes on. We got to have another yet another lockdown. They don't want to do that. So they want to keep the measures in place right now, say, you know, play out the clock, so to speak, and then come the 19th of July, basically get back to normal, return just about everything, and open it up, throw your mask in the garbage can, and get on with your normal life.
And Tom, when the UK, people living there, when they look out at, for instance, the US and see things are open in a much different way, do they think that's irresponsible? Do they think that we're doing it so much better in the UK? I mean, what's the attitude there? What's the opinion?
I think the opinion is that, you're pretty lucky because you haven't had to deal in such a proportion with the variant from India yet. If you do, you're going to have some problems.
I see.
But either through luck or whatever, you haven't had to deal with it, but it is highly transmissible, about 60% more than, say, the UK version, which kind of spread here and spread just about everywhere on the continent, spread in America. Will that happen with the Indian variant in the U.S.? We don't know. But certainly they've had it here for a few weeks, and they say, look, we're not going to go down that road again. We're going to try to nip it in the bud as quickly as we can, and that means the measure is going to stick in place for now.
Okay. Well, Tom Rivers, thank you for that insightful report, reporting from the UK. We appreciate it.
Take care.